This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out
with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We're talking about Davey Martinez, the manager of the Nationals, being fired, and the GM and president of baseball operations, Mike Rizzo, being fired. Was it the right move for the Nationals at this time? As we've discussed, both guys were up for options in July. I've just seen July. I don't know the exact date, but
I think 15th was for Davey.
They dismiss him before they have to give him these contract extensions, whatever it is, a year, if they had signed these options. So the learners save money there. We've also talked about, look, we like Rizzo, but they hadn't had a winning season. They had the second worst record in Major League Baseball since they won the World Series. The draft choices, which Jason went through, a lot of them haven't panned out.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a lot of questions about player development. And then in terms of the managing, a lot of people have been frustrated kind of with what they see on the field. Bad base running at times.
Mm-hmm. And Mike's talked about that. He talks about that every week, it seems
He's been talking about that for years.
Yeah.
But you're not going to find a bigger supporter of Davey Martinez than Mike Rizzo. So all that being said, with all the sort of the fundamental baseball things that would infuriate Mike, he was completely behind Davey as his general, as his manager, and had plenty of opportunity to let him go, particularly in the last couple months, and just had no inclination to do it. I always did feel like they became tied to the hip. I don't know at what point, but they did sort of.
And we also discussed earlier the fact that Rizzo seemed to be hamstrung in terms of money being spent. Their top two guys right now being paid in payroll aren't on the roster. It's Strasburg and Scherzer.
There's no question about it. Their off seasons these last few years were embarrassing. Embarrassing in terms of who they were spending money on and bringing in. And they were spending nothing. It was embarrassing. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone, see what some people have to say. There had been, obviously, an increase in fan frustration.
For sure. I'm just stunned by how quickly this all turned. I mean, it's been building for years, but I thought they had finally turned a corner, and the bottom just fell out completely. Let's go to Randall in Mechanicsville. Randall, what's up?
I would be giving the learners, if I was Rizzo, the double middle finger out the doors. I mean, you expect him to make fresh lemonade with rotten lemons year after year. I understand the player development hasn't been there. He hasn't completely missed on everything. Okay, he has missed on a few, but there's been some obvious stars that have come through the development. If I was one of the teams, the top spending teams, top 10, and I saw Mike Rizzo now, I know he's up there in age, if he feels like it, to get the one of their open GM jobs, I would be 100% approaching Mike Rizzo. I think if you gave him a budget, that the team that he is on, that he is GMing for, would be a great playoff team. And to add one thing to you, I was listening to you guys earlier, Cincinnati, Tampa Bay, Milwaukee, they don't spend that much. Yeah, this is D.C. This is Washington, D.C., and you are acting like it's a minor league franchise if you're the Learners. Spend some money. You're in one of the big cities in the country. Spend some money. You're not in freaking Cincinnati, dude. Spend some money when you're in one of these major markets. It just doesn't make sense. If they spent the money, they would see the money come back to them with fans, with apparel. But they are so checked out of this. If I'm Mike Rizzo, I said, man, thank God you guys, I was probably going to resign. Thank God he fired me.
Well, I'm telling you, in a lot of ways, this is a relief for him. In a lot of ways, this is a relief.
I do believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do believe that.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Randall. I appreciate it, buddy.
Have a good day.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, bro.
I thought he had a hell of a quote to Barry Svalluga in the text that they tweeted out yesterday, and that's in his story. Mm-hmm. The sun will come up tomorrow, Mike Rizzo wrote in a text message to Barry Svalluga. That's the job. I had a great run. Navigated that ownership group for almost 20 years. That's the money quote right there. Navigated that ownership group for almost 20 years. That's his little dig. None of us have any idea what that was like. Trying to manage that. He never publicly slammed them ever. Ever. And we gave him plenty of opportunity to. Interviewed him for years on this show. Never, never, ever, ever took a shot at them. Really didn't even take a private shot at them, to be honest with you. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
What's up? I love the show as always. And like I wanted to second on that caller too. Rizzo's having a party this morning, man. I called over a couple weeks ago and was like, why would you want to work for a boss that handcuffs what you can do at your job? There's no way. Like, why? I mean, the folks should be ringing off the hook for this man this morning. I think Davey's head should have rolled just because the way the team was playing. Something needed to happen. But to get Rizzo too, and let me ask you this. Do you think that they were like, hey, you got to fire Martinez? And he was like, nah, man, that ain't happening.
It's possible. Like, I don't know the answer to that, but it's possible.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought when I heard. So I looked at the TV last night. I said, Rizzo fired too? I said, oh, my goodness. I said, what hit me is that he didn't want to fire Davey. Like, he
pretty
didn't
obvious.
Want to fire
Davey. Pretty obvious over the last few weeks
definitely.
That he wasn't going to do it.
But what if they said, what if the Learners were like, hey, man, you need to fire Davey, and if like we want you to stay. But he's like, nope. You know what I mean? You've done this to me too long.
They could have.
It's happened before.
They could have.
It's happened before. It's very
100%.
Possible.
It's 100% that happened. And like Drab was saying about the spend the money, like the other teams that don't spend money, like the last caller said, this is D.C., man. Like, come on. Like, spend some money. We're in the nation's capital. Put a good product out there. You'll get the money back. Come on, man. Like, just be smart.
I think the
be
fans
smart.
Have been remarkably supportive given their lack of success the last 5 years.
I think
the
apathy has
got,
grown.
It has.
It has.
But the fact
you can
that
see
you
that
got
in the attendance.
26,000 yesterday, that's stunning to me. It was a great day.
Yeah,
I was out there.
4th of July weekend. I think
that's
typically
stunning.
That's a time where you get like 40,000 people.
Not when you're 18 games below 500 or whatever.
But you
again, that's because apathy is set
you
in.
You also have to remember they're playing Boston. If they were playing you know, the Reds
Seattle
or the Pirates
or
someone like that, I doubt they would have gotten those
I mean, 26
numbers.
Is pretty – that's a good number.
I think it was more on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Let's go to Matt. Matt, what's up, buddy? You're with the Junkies.
Thanks, guys. Back when the Nats were in the playoffs and lost to the Cubs, mm-hmm. it was heartbreaking, but Dusty was let go. And after Dusty was let go, he won a World Series over in Houston. Mm-hmm. And that could have been our World Series championship with the quality manager he was. Secondly, Dusty would have won the World Series with the team that Davey won with. That's two. And thirdly, they could
that's
have gotten
unknown.
A new manager after Davey.
You can't say that as a fact. You believe they would have won with Dusty Baker as the manager. You don't know that.
You can't argue that. What else, Matt?
You, you can't help but think that Dusty would have, when he won with Houston, that should have been our championship. We should have been, the newspapers, the Washington Post should have been, should have roasted the Mariners then. It's their fault.
So you're blaming this all on letting Dusty go.
Well, no one's ever said anything about it. I think it's part of it, yeah.
Well, of course, it was discussed at the time.
People discussed it at the time, of course. Yeah. It was very controversial at the time.
And look, Davey got it done. If Dusty had the roster that Davey did after COVID, he would have been fired too.
I think so.
I mean, any manager was not going to win with that team.
Hey, I generally agree with your premise, EB, about Rizzo's text being a dig.
Totally.
But I also think when he talks about navigating the ownership, is that he was there when it was Montreal and the whole transfer of ownership and the kind of those nebulous times.
I don't think that's what he's referring to, but sure, you could say that, and maybe that's what you believe. I think he's talking about navigating, like, who's the leader, who's got the final say, what do you guys want to do? Some of you want to spend money, some of you don't. Mm. The uncertainty, especially of the last 5 or 6 years. Let's go to Willie in Germantown. Willie, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I just want to make a comparison between the Astros and the Nationals.
Yeah.
The Astros, from their championship team, have 11 players left, and Washington has zero.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells us some things. It's player development, where the learners don't want to spend no money on their players, and they give Rizzo and Martinez crap to work with, mm-hmm. And it's sad. Like the guy said previous, we're in the nation's capital. Spend some money.
Do you think that this will change the fortunes of the franchise simply swapping out Mike and Davey?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tight. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, but I'll tell you one thing, success leaves clues. They need to look over at Houston and see what they're doing. After our championship, they blew the team up. And we didn't.
Well, I think they're trying to emulate that. I think they're trying to emulate that. Just some of their young players haven't blossomed quite yet. Some have, but there are quite a few that haven't. Yeah.
You're right. Some have, but at the same time, we paid Soto peanuts when he wanted to. When he came up for his big money, they didn't give him nothing.
Well, that's the argument that's hard to dispute, is that, Mackenzie Gore's probably going to be out in a year or so because they're going to have to try to get max value for him. You know, it's a,
right.
If you're not going to be able to retain your guys, it's very disheartening for the fans. And it's hard to develop a team. Yeah. Yep. Thank you, Willie. Appreciate it.
Thank
you, Willie. You can't build for the future and then just unload your superstars as they get closer to maturation and time to cash in. That formula doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. And Houston, look, if you want to compare the two teams, I mean, Houston obviously has big name stars and they've spent a lot of money because they're probably in the top 10 in payroll.
Mm-hmm.
and they've got guys that are making a lot of money. They've got, and they also develop players, and their international scouts are probably a lot better than what Washington had. But I mean, that's an ownership that is spending money because they're keeping their players, like he said.
Let's go to Greg in College Park. Greg, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Massive day. End of an era here in D.C. with the Washington Nationals. Greg, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Jumps. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, long thanks for calling in.
First time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
I think 20% of this lays on the coaches and the coaching staff. I can understand probably Davey being let go, but you know, he was well liked, but I think 80% of it, without a doubt, falls on the learners. They give Rizzo nothing to work with as far as, you know, giving him any money to get collect players. I think Rizzo's done a hell of a job. Sure, he's had some misses, but he's had some good ones too. And I hope Rizzo finds a good job somewhere, and I know he will, and come back and show the learners they made a mistake. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, buddy. I'm surprised. There's a lot of support out there for Mike.
Yeah.
A lot of support out there for Mike.
I feel like we got the same support when we took calls the last time after Davey's comments.
Yeah. I mean, the learners are bearing the brunt of it. And look, Mike's not been perfect. You know, a lot of these guys haven't hit. You know, a lot of these free agent signings didn't pan out. He talked about it, you know, a couple weeks ago when we had it.
Mm-hmm.
He expected some of these pitchers, some of the bullpen guys, you know, they're not panning out. So it's not to say that he's been perfect. He hasn't been. And Davey hasn't been perfect, but certainly the learners haven't been perfect either. They certainly have not been the perfect owners.
No, over time, it's worn on the fans
that
the stars, starting with Bryce Harper, now they won a World Series without him, but starting with Bryce Harper and then getting to Rendon and Trey Turner and Juan Soto, that they've all bounced. And why? Sure, the Soto trade has worked out in terms of return. You get Gore, you get Abrams, you get James Wood. That's worked out. But why have the stars who were here left? It's all been money. Mm-hmm. The assumption is that the owners wouldn't pay these guys the big money that they got. So the owners are bearing the brunt. Mark Lerner is bearing the brunt of the criticism. I think your comparison to Snyder is really good. Now, you're right. Snyder would spend money. But at some point, the fans just say, it's the owner's fault. That's the one thing in common. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to try and shake it up, but we'll see.
And the thought was that maybe Mark Lerner and the other family members who are partial owners of the team didn't want to have this big payroll, so it would be more attractive for a potential buyer. And they're looking for a certain number. We've heard from really good sources they were looking for a certain number, and they just weren't getting it. And maybe that's why they didn't put a bunch of big contracts on the payroll, because it would have exceeded probably what other owners would have come in to offer. Who knows? But let's see what happens this offseason.
And who knows if they want to sell? Mark Lerner has said that, at least it's come out, it seems like in the last year, that they've changed their mind. They don't want to sell.
I think some of them do, some of them don't.
800-636-1067. Your take on the dismissal of both Davey Martinez, the manager, and Mike Rizzo, the general manager. Do you think it was the right move at the right time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.